Oh man, it is good to be back on the airwaves. John Orlando here with a new installment of the PVD cast. I know it's been like 3 weeks since I posted one. I don't know what to say. Just life got in the way, things got tricky. But you don't want to hear excuses, you want to hear a new episode. So here it is, number 49. One in which we're going to talk about my favorite sport in the whole wide world, hockey. And I know many of you are going to go, I'm not a hockey man or a hockey gal. I don't want to hear this stuff. Well, I think you should give it a listen anyways, because I sit down with two very interesting individuals. The editor of UnionBlue.com, which is a website blog dedicated to the Columbus Blue Jackets, Julia, and one of the writers of that same website, Haley. We sit down, we talk about the Columbus Blue Jackets, we talk about the NHL, we talk about hockey in general. And these two young ladies, very bright, they're very observant when it comes to the sport of hockey, and I think that you're going to enjoy it. Though I will say that there's a small technical issue with this particular podcast. It happened while I was recording it. Just the computer went haywire, and I tried to salvage the file and try to continue on with the podcast, but you're going to notice that there's going to be a real abrupt segue towards about the tail end of this episode, kind of right around the 32-minute mark. But hey, you know, if you listen to any podcast, whether it's a local podcast like this one, or you listen to a podcast from a famous Hollywood superstar, you know that issues come up when it comes with dealing with technology. So I hope that you enjoy episode 49. I'm going to throw it over to a quick commercial, and then I'll come back with the conversation that I had with both Julia and Haley from UnionBlue.com. Big Fun Columbus. What is that, you ask? It's simply the greatest toy store on the face of the planet. And it's right here in Columbus, Ohio. Shimmy on down to 672 North High Street in the Short North. And you can check out all of the various different toys that they have. If you listen to my previous episode of the PVD cast where I, John Orlando, did a complete entire episode from the store, you know that they got everything you could imagine. You need wrestling figures? They got them. You need McFarlane toys? They got them. He-Man? You got it. G.I. Joe? You got it. Star Wars? Legos? Whatever you need, whatever you collect, they got it at Big Fun. And guess what? If they don't have something, they got a wish list. You put it on there, they'll try to get it for you. Man, oh man, you got to go visit the guys and the girls down at Big Fun Columbus. Once again, they're at 672 North High Street in the Short North. You can check them out on Twitter at Big Fun Columbus, or simply go to Facebook, facebook.com/Big Fun Columbus. Check it out. Get down there for everything that you need in terms of collecting, or hell, if you just want to go down and relive your childhood like I did, stop on down to Big Fun Columbus and check it out. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, bringing you the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island via Columbus, Ohio. And I gotta be honest, this is the first time I've ever recorded an episode outdoors. So if you hear motorcycles, car horns, people yelling, or any other miscellaneous noise, I apologize in advance. But I guess it's just one of those type of days where I had to improvise and find a good place to record this. Speaking of this episode, let's talk about the two young ladies that are joining me, Haley and Julia from UnionBlue.com, which is the official Columbus Blue Jackets fan site. Is that safe to say?
It's the official fan-sided website for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
It's a division of Sports Illustrated.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so you guys are connected with Sports Illustrated. Well, mm-hmm. Tell the folks at home a little bit about your website.
Well, it's mostly a Blue Jackets fan blog. We write fan posts. We're not affiliated with the Blue Jackets. We're affiliated through fan-sided. So, you know, we basically just tell it how it is. We either, if they're doing good, we write about it. If they're doing bad, we write about it. We try not to spin it. We just write whatever we feel. It's a blog, so it's more like updates. It's not just news. It's more opinion and just fun stuff about the Jackets.
It works for me because being only a second, third year fan of the Jackets, I'm not exactly well-rounded in all of the sport, but I can definitely tell what I know.
That's cool. So do you guys get some preferential treatment? In other words, like, do you get press passes that you can cover events or whatnot?
We can. I haven't done that yet. I mean, we mostly just, like, write about the games. I go to school in Kentucky. She goes to school in Tiffin. So we're not here during the season a lot of the time. But, yeah, I'm hoping at some point to get a chance to get a press pass for something. But we have to do it through, like, fan-sided, so.
Okay. Yeah. In Kentucky, do you get coverage of the games down there?
No, I have, my parents have Slingbox, so I can watch it on my laptop through my home TV.
Okay, all
right.
I was just wondering. I'm sure Tiffin has plenty of coverage.
Yes, unfortunately I had a small TV last year, so I was trying to watch the ants play instead of the actual, like, normal size.
Yeah, but I did buy an aux cable to put my laptop up to my TV so I can watch the games.
It's worth it, though.
It
sucks to have to, like...
Especially during the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sucks to have to listen to it, like, via radio or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I mean, it's worth it.
Really? Sometimes I think that the radio, listening to, like, Pittsburgh Penguins broadcast, I think the radio guys do a better job sometimes than the, you know... Because, like, I have the NHL Game Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, for me, like, I can watch any type of, you know, pretty much any game as long as it's not on there. But sometimes there's some bad commentators out there.
Yeah, there
are some bad ones.
I mean,
yeah, the Jackets have some pretty good commentators. They're pretty entertaining. Yeah. I know their main radio guy retired last season or maybe the season before.
I think it was last season.
He was really entertaining, but mostly it's easier on TV because you can see what's going to happen. And, like, at least I've been watching hockey long enough to where, like, can pretty much read the plays. I usually mute it and don't even listen to them on TV. I just watch it.
But, yeah. So how long, Julia, have you been a fan of hockey, if I may ask?
Pretty much since I can remember.
Okay.
My dad and my uncle got tickets when I was really little, and my dad travels a lot for work. So it was kind of like our time to hang out when we would go to the games. And so, like, whenever he was in town, he'd take me to a hockey game. And just kind of our time. And then I just kind of fell in love with the sport. So yeah, we have season tickets now, and I go pretty much whenever I can. So.
And Haley, you said you've only been following it 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years now. Okay. Actually, funny thing is, we were friends before even Jackets or Union Blue came.
Okay.
From high school. And so her dad was away one night, and she had an extra ticket. Her mom didn't want to go, and her brother didn't want to go. So she's like, hey, I have a ticket to the Jackets. Do you want to come? I'm like, sure, I don't have anything to do that night. She took me, lended me a jacket, all that kind of stuff that had the symbol on it, because I had nothing.
I gave her a shirt and a hat. We went with it.
It was actually against the San Jose Sharks, and we won 6-2. And I was like, this is actually a really fun game that I actually am starting to get and understand.
Yeah.
And so, and after that, I was hooked.
So, you sat through some pretty bad seasons, obviously, in a few.
The past few years have been pretty good.
I mean,
seeing them not make it to the playoffs, I was there that last... April 27th, that last game before we made it to the playoffs.
I believe my dad calls you our good luck charm.
So it sucks.
She was at the one home game in the playoffs that they won because I couldn't make it back for the home game, and she came down to my parents' sticker.
So fun.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I was at the game they lost.
Yeah. Well, speaking of those, shall we say, bad seasons, thin seasons, whatever you want to call them, whatever adjective, being a fan, Julia, how did that impact you in terms of, like, I guess my question is, I would get aggravated at the fact that it seems that the Jackets, and even the Columbus Crew to an extent, but that's another podcast for another time, seem to be taking the back seat to college football.
Yeah,
and were you filled with angst about that when you're like, damn it, we have an NHL franchise?
Yes, I would
win,
get,
lose, or draw,
like,
you know?
I would get really upset when people wore, like, OSU shirts to Blue Jackets games, and my dad would have to, like, tell me that doesn't matter, and he'd laugh at me. But he's a college sports fan. He went to UK, Kentucky, too, so he's a basketball fan. But since we've been here, he's more of a hockey fan now, But yeah, I would get really upset when people were like,
we
OSU
still get
stuff.
Mad about it.
Like, I went to an OSU football game once and wore a Blue Jackets jersey just to, like, piss people off, but people just laughed at me, so.
The only game I've ever been to, I've only ever been to one OSU game, was this past year against Iowa, and the highlight was the dude that wore the Quebec Nordiques toboggan.
Yes,
I was like, that is sweet.
That's awesome.
That was the highlight of it.
Yeah, I went to Quebec a few summers ago, and it's amazing how much Nordique stuff they still have there. Like, they haven't had a team in, like, quite a while. I don't know when they lost their team, but like
Think they lost it in I want to say 96 or 97.
Yeah. So it was like the year before I was born.
Yeah. So
yeah, or year after I was born.
Funny, real quick. Random side note. You probably have. Did you see the pictures of the supposed third jersey that was supposed to be the Jackets that had the Quebec Nordiques blue on the sleeves?
I saw it like vaguely.
Not as pretty ugly. Not as ugly as the Philadelphia Flyers one that they had.
Yes,
with the teal and the orange. The teal. And the, that was
just not try that.
Weird. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was weird. Like I went to Montreal and there was like. Few Canadian stuff, but not like a ton. And then I went to Quebec, and like there was Nordique stuff everywhere, and I was amazed.
Wait, few Canadian stuff.
I mean, I might have been in a different part. I wasn't in the part of Montreal like where they play.
Okay,
but I was amazed. Like, didn't see like very much stuff at all, and it's like really compared to the amount of Nordique stuff that I saw in Quebec. Yeah,
see that
I was surprised.
I would assume that Montreal is to hockey like this town is to college football.
I would think
that you would never get
and
away
they had
from
the All-Star
ever.
Game a few years ago.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe they might up it now since they were in the playoffs, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what happened here.
I think Montreal is a hardcore. I think they're one of those cities that are hardcore.
Yeah, I
think so.
It's Canada, so.
Yeah.
But it was, you think.
And it's the Habs. 24 times they've won that cup.
Yeah, it's hard to compete with the original six team.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it was interesting, like, you know, walking around Columbus, if you're wearing an OSU shirt, like, you're pretty much guaranteed to get, like, an OH from somebody.
Yeah.
But it's... I wore Blue Jackets shirts, like, almost every day, and I'd never get, like, Go Jackets except from people that I know. And then, like, this season, like, during the playoffs, when I came home from college to go to one of the playoff games, wearing Blue Jackets shirts around town, like, any just random people would be like, oh, Go Jackets, I hope they win tonight. And, like, people that I know are, like, football fans are, like, actually watching hockey.
Yeah, I think it's really actually been very good that they made the playoffs this year. Yeah. And I think the rivalry with Pittsburgh helped to generate more interest in it. So I think that it's good. And I think, you know what, I think it's great that we have an NHL franchise. I think we should support it. You know, win or lose, whatever, you know, because it's good for this town, you know?
Yeah.
As a side note, this is, again, going off topic real quick. I read an article that you had on unionandblue.com about Cleveland getting a hockey team.
Yeah, it was a reaction to one of them.
Do you want to just kind
of
paraphrase real quick?
Yeah, on the general NHL page from Fanside, it's TooManyMenOnTheSite.com, they wrote an article about whether or not Cleveland should get an NHL team. And I wrote a reaction to it. Basically, they were saying that, you know, they have an AHL team there and it's doing pretty well. And I believe they used to have an NHL team there and it did all right. So they were like, well, maybe they deserve a team if they're talking about expansion. And so my reaction to that was, like, I think it would be really hard for a team there to compete, especially with, like, the Cavaliers and LeBron James. It's hard to compete with that. And they have so many other, like, major sports in Cleveland that it'd be really hard to compete with them. And also... if they put an NHL franchise in Cleveland, it would just compete with the Jackets in Columbus. And this is really the first season that, like, the Blue Jackets are relevant in, like, all of Ohio.
Sure. Right, yes.
And so, I mean, more than just, like, their devoted fans are, like, actually becoming relevant. Like, people in Cleveland are paying attention to it. And so if they put an NHL team there, they said on Fansided that, you know, maybe they could become rivals like Columbus and Cleveland, but I didn't really see that happening. Like,
it takes away the uniqueness, to an extent. Yeah,
and it takes a long time to develop rivalries. Like, the Blue Jackets have been around for 14 seasons and really still don't have a major rival. Like, we tried to be rivals with Detroit, but we lost every game, so it didn't matter. And like, and I mean, now there's Pittsburgh and maybe New York. I believe one of our other writers wrote about that.
I feel like New York is going to be a major coming rivalry.
Yeah,
for
it'd
sure.
Just be really hard to compete.
I always want to go to the Rangers and the Jackets games now.
Opening
just
night.
Because of Rick Nash and all the trades and everything.
Yeah, just because half of their team is our team, half of our team is their team now.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, especially if they make Dubinsky captain.
Yeah.
Because he played for the Rangers.
Real quick about Cleveland. They're saying that AHL franchise is a success. Because anytime I've watched it...
I haven't even heard of it, but...
Really? Yeah, that's the thing.
What
like,
I don't know.
It's the Lake Erie Monsters.
Yeah.
Oh. But they play in the queue...
Yeah.
Which they get like 2,000 people, and it looks terrible on television.
The only reason why I've heard of them is because at my school we actually do raffle tickets. So they were like, oh, hey, we have these tickets. Do you want them? Like, you can win them.
Yeah.
And other than that, I'm like, what is this? Like a college team or something like that?
Yeah,
apparently it's an AHL team. I never paid attention.
I have no idea. Like, why they play at the Q. Like, there's got to be a smaller arena somewhere that they can install ice and play so it looks better on TV. Because, you know, I think the Q holds, what, 20,000 some people. And we have 2,000 people in there. It looks awful. It looks terrible.
Yeah, it's like when I went to the OSU hockey game, like, in the shot, there's, like, maybe 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
My dad and I had tickets, and we were, I don't know, we were in, like, the second level up, and then we just decided we were just going to go sit on the ice because there was no one there, and, like, nobody cared.
Yeah, that also baffles me how they went from one of the smallest arenas in their particular conference to building the shot, and then they play there. I'm like, that's like a giant upgrade.
Yeah.
It's like from riding a bicycle to be getting it, like getting BMW. Here you go.
And I was
like,
go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's talk a little bit about the very active, what, month or so that the Jackets and the NHL have had. Is this free agency time? So, I think that the Jackets started off by trading RJ Umberger in exchange for Scott Hartnell. So, what's your thoughts on the trade?
Finally. Just watching him last year when it was my first season.
So, not fans of RJ.
Well, partially because we think the only reason why they kept him was to field some more OSU hockey fans.
Sure,
get some more fans in.
Right.
But now that we have that that building block from getting into the playoffs and showing that we're improving and everything like that, then we don't need to bring in those OSU fans. We don't need to bring in those hockey fans because we already had that good fan base. So we all just kind of like, he's finally gone. We don't have to worry about him anymore.
So it didn't matter who it was as long as he got packed and moved.
It was interesting that they
there's a short list of NHL players I can't stand. PK Subban.
Yeah.
Ovechkin. Hartnell's on that list.
Yeah.
I hate Hartnell with a passion.
Yeah, most people do.
Annoying.
He's annoying.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's the player that you need.
Right, sure. Yeah, maybe.
A lot, especially with
the
new Jackets identity. Like, they're becoming that hard-hitting team that the way they win games is by hitting. I forget what the stat was exactly, but during the playoffs they said that if they had over, like, a certain amount of hits, they'd only lost one game all season. It was pretty crazy. And so I think he fits in more. And Umberger was one to, like, shy away from that. And he didn't really fit in with the team.
Sure.
I don't know. He just always looked like he didn't want to play there, getting benched.
There was also some speculation that Hartnell was real impressed with Columbus's run in the playoffs, hence why because he had a no-trade clause, if I remember.
Yeah, he waived it, yeah.
So, well, then there was also some losses. Jack Skilly's gone. Mm-hmm. Blake Como's gone.
Yeah.
Nick Eaton's gone.
Derek McKenzie
to Florida is gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how do you think that those subtractions will impact the team?
I'm really surprised at some of those. Nick Eaton, I mean, he did well as a defenseman, but he still needed some work, obviously. I was just really surprised to see him go.
I don't see McKenzie and Como being that big of a deal. I think I wrote an article about that was kind of like, bye. But
it was just like, Como was just gone.
He was
here
not
first
even,
season and gone.
He was not even really here. Like, we got him from Calgary at the trade deadline the year before last, I think, and it was kind of like, he never really showed up to play, and his name was never on any of the headlines. Skilly, I think, he was just young. Like, this was his first NHL season.
Have him anywhere. Like, he played D for a while, then they moved him up at center, and then he was right wing or left wing, one of the two, and they just never found a place where he fit in.
I don't know if it was just because he didn't fit in or if he just wasn't good enough, but I think he had some really impressive chances in the playoffs. Like, watching him, he created some really impressive chances, but he just never finished, and that was the frustrating part. But a lot of that's probably because he was so young and, like, nerves in the playoffs. I mean, I don't know, but... Yeah. He was the one I was most surprised about.
Yeah, and then you guys managed to poach, Jackets got to poach Brian Gibbons from the Penguins, which I think is a smart move. As small as he is, I think that guy, Brian Gibbons, is a positive player.
Yeah.
You know, with being able to have that speed and that quickness.
Yeah, I'd like to see him on a line with Matt Calvert. That would be really fun to play. I mean, they're both really small, so they'd probably get, if they were up against a big line, they'd get hit. Like, beat the crap out of, but they're both so fast, but I don't know, I think that'd be fun. If they put some, like, bigger player, like, in between them, I don't know. I think that would be interesting. They're both so fast.
Anisimov.
Artie.
So, real quick, not this has anything to do with free agency, but you also have gone down to development camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what's some news and notes from development camp in regards to some of the young players, some people that impressed
Wenberg is ready to move up.
Yeah, he's impressive.
Who?
Wenberg.
Oh, okay.
Alex.
Wenberg,
He's definitely ready to move up.
Yeah, Wenberg was impressive. He, he was just faster than everyone. His skills were really impressive. He beat everyone.
Yeah.
Pretty much every time he was on the ice, he was scoring. I think he's ready to at least start on like the fourth line.
I was
going to
say, is he a solid third, fourth line guy?
Yeah. Also impressed with Milano, the newest draft pick.
Yeah.
He
took a little while to warm up.
Yeah, he looked nervous, but once he got into it, he was fun to watch.
Cool.
Yeah. Let's see.
I hope he's as good as he looks. Like, yeah. Watching his amazing skill videos on YouTube, I don't know if you've seen them. They're crazy.
I have not watched those, but I've heard about them.
They're
impressive. All over the local media about how impressive they were.
Yeah, they're really cool. I hope he's that good in the NHL. Like, there was one video where he had pucks, like, lined up all the way down a room, and he took one puck on his stick and just went in between all of them in like a zigzag. Mm-hmm. It was really impressive. It was like, I could just imagine him doing that like on NHL ice. He could pretty much beat anyone, but he was young and nervous. So
yeah, which I mean, number one draft pick for the
Jackets.
Yeah.
You gotta show up and everything like that. And just
is he 18 or is he 19?
He's 18.
18.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was about to say he's younger than us. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Which feels
he was just
really
eligible
awkward.
This week. Yeah.
And then my favorite, Hashimoto. Yeah. The Japanese guy.
Yeah,
I just found
guy.
Out about him. I'm like, this is sweet. There's
cool.
a Japanese
it's,
dude.
Yeah. Definitely.
He's fast, but he's tiny.
He definitely needs to build up some muscle.
Yeah. The wear and tear of an NHL season will not be kind to him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like a lot of them. Still, they need to bulk up just because they haven't played in that.
I think that's
that type
part
of atmosphere.
It's part of why Wennberg was so much more impressive. I think I forget how much muscle he just put on last season. It was
a
lot.
He's a big kid, isn't he? Like 6'2" or 6'3"?
Something like that.
He's a big kid.
He is big.
He's pretty good.
So, well, I guess we need to talk about the elephant in the room, or on the patio, as the case may be.
Yeah.
Ryan Johansson issue in his contract.
Chewy.
So, your thoughts?
I don't know. It's annoying.
Is there true? Because here's the rumor that I've heard is that this is the first year that he's actually shown up.
Yeah.
The previous 2 years we've sandbagged a little bit.
He had 12 points in 42 games, I think, the previous season, and in 80-something games, maybe 80 games, I'm not sure if he was injured, but in the full season this year, he had 33 goals and 30 points. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was a huge improvement.
So management, obviously, the scuttlebutt that I've heard is they want to avoid another Gabrick and or Carter situation and not reward his subpar attitude or subpar play, if you will, with a long-term deal.
I think they want to avoid another Steve Mason. Like, Mason came in, and he was bad. He played awesome
what
one
do you
year.
Mean?
They
He's
gave him
the
5 years.
Savior of Philadelphia.
It's
yeah,
true.
That's I was.
They can have him, but
I was thumbs up to him for actually like showing up.
He was awesome. His the one year he won the Calder Trophy, and then he was. Pretty crappy after he got a 5-year deal. So
yeah,
I think, and he was young too. And I think management with Johansson, it's if we give him a bridge deal, then he'll still have to play hard for the next few years to earn a full deal.
Right.
But
which there's other people that have done that. There's other teams that have thrown out bridge deals. Like I know Montreal and PK Subban did that.
Yeah.
And I think got rewarded with like a 6-year
six
deal
years,
or something like that. So I mean, I think it works, but
he's having none of it.
I was gonna say it seems like it's a delicate situation right now between them. But
he called it a slap in the face, offering them a bridge deal,
which is
kind of ridiculous because most 21-year-old players, like if you go from a 12-point season to a 60-point season, it's a huge difference. Like you should expect to be offered like a bridge deal, but he's.
Yeah.
Not having it. So.
But he is a restricted free agent, so he can't really go anywhere at this particular point if this contract, I don't know, argument, if you will, debate, whatever, carries on. He can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I was surprised that in the beginning of free agency that nobody offered him anything because I thought they would. I mean, from after the draft, Jarmo Kekalainen, the GM, he was saying that, like, when he was talking about maybe trading the picks or trading for, like, getting some other picks or whatever, he said that almost every call he got started with "We want Johansson," and he said no thanks and hung up. So I was surprised that if he got that many offers during the draft, why nobody offered him anything, especially if it's like the animosity between them. But Jarmo also came out and said that no matter what any team offers him, they're going to match it. So
okay,
I don't know if that'll happen.
They really believe in his skills and his ability to be the cornerstone. Apparently,
he said they'll match it, but they won't offer him because I guess he doesn't think that anyone's going to offer him, and obviously they didn't, so.
Well, I don't know, because as we'll get into free agency, there were some wild deals made July 1st, but All right, so let's talk about some other the big deals in free agency. I mean, I think the big one, you know, right before the trade deadline, Ryan Kesler traded out of Vancouver, goes to Anaheim, which I think makes Anaheim one of the top teams in the NHL now.
I was really surprised that he didn't come back to the Jackets, just because...
That's true, yeah.
I think that whole
situation was weird.
Yeah.
Because right before the trade deadline, there was rumors he was in Pittsburgh. No, he's going to go to...
Yeah.
Who else had him going somewhere? He was all over the place, right, Kessler, and then didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So it was really...
It's like the Jerome McGinley things a few years ago. Like,
yeah, well...
Let's go to Pittsburgh and then go to Boston.
And now go to Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. I was in Costa Rica at that point listening to it on the radio, and I was like, what? It's like, wait a minute, what... He went to Pittsburgh, and he went to Boston, and that was crazy.
However, Vancouver did get their beloved goaltender, Ryan Miller, now, which I don't know if that makes a difference. I mean, I don't know. I think Ryan Miller's best days are behind him. I don't think that he's...
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I don't think he's the goaltender he once was. But a former Jacket, Anton Stralman. Moved down to Tampa Bay along with Nabokov and... Brian Boyle, who I think that's the most impressive deal.
Yeah,
you
got to
tip your hat. Yeah. Yzerman, you got a backup that can help out with Ben Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a solid defenseman that they got the best six defensemen in the league right now.
Yeah, really.
I mean, you have to think that Tampa Bay will be the force to beat in the East. I would think so.
Interesting.
Yeah,
considering
that. Yeah, some of the other things, like Detroit has done nothing.
Yeah, that was interesting to me because when the realignment came out, like, I was talking to some Jackets fans, we were like, we totally got hosed, like, going between in the two divisions in the East. Like, Detroit was clearly the better team to Columbus, at least before the season.
Sure.
And they got put in arguably the much easier division of the Eastern Conference
by
far.
Oh, yeah.
And the Jackets got put, like, in the Metro, and we totally got hosed. But then this season, we ended up doing better than they did, so.
On paper, it's hard to pick those things.
It is.
Yeah,
I definitely wouldn't have put Detroit as the final wild card spot.
Well, there's been some reports coming out of Detroit that Babcock's attitude and his like hard-nosed style is one of the reasons why they haven't done anything. Why like Aerhoff or Boyle or any of those guys didn't want to go up there.
He is just such an older team, and I think his style is older, and his style of coaching and style of play, and it fits in with like the older guys. But now that like they're coming in with all the newer players, younger players, that's not like the style anymore, and so a lot of them aren't going there.
If I may, I'm going to be a conspiracy theorist, because there is a conspiracy theory. There's this theory that since Babcock has only got 1 year left, that coupled with the hiring of Jim Rutherford and Mike Johnson in Pittsburgh, that there's the opportunity to pretty much just, for lack of a better term, shit-can the Penn season right now.
Yeah.
Hope Babcock doesn't do anything in Detroit and then give him both the general manager job and the head coach job.
I'd be fine with that if Pittsburgh doesn't want to play this season.
Well, I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
bye.
I don't
that'd be fine.
I think
can beat them, that'd be good.
I think they also have had very sketchy in free agency. I don't understand.
Yeah, they didn't do much.
Well, Christian Ehrhoff's a great player, but you already have so many puck-carrying, offensive-minded defensemen.
Yeah.
You don't need another one.
Yeah, they let Niskanen go.
And Niskanen...
He was going to go.
Yeah. I think that's inevitable.
People were saying the Jackets were looking at him, but I think it was just because his same nationality as Yarmo, so everyone was like, oh, he's looking at him. I don't know if that was true. I don't think they need another defenseman. We need a scorer.
Basically, at this point, I think you have one line in Pittsburgh, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have four lines that are
what happens when Crosby and Malkin aren't hot anymore.
Exactly.
Or get injured.
Exactly.
Have wrist surgery, which may or may not happen.
But, however, we'll tip my hat to Derek England.
Yes.
How you can get $8.75 million for three seasons.
That was crazy. Yeah.
Are they high in Calgary? Do they have like a glass pot in Calgary? I don't know.
They must.
They must.
We should check that out.
Yeah.
Alberta maybe has legalization because... Yeah.
There's something, something's crazy there.
No disrespect to Derek England, but...
But that's a lot. Yeah.
Dang.
I would like to be his agent.
Defenseman.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Something's crazy going on there.
Yes, I would love to be his agent.
Yeah. Yeah. I was also surprised, too, the team that I'm wearing the T-shirt of, the San Jose Sharks, didn't really do anything other than unload.
Yeah. I feel like this free agency, it was like, there's some really crazy, obscene deals, and then they're like, nothing.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't normal. Like, there was no, normal expected deals. It was either crazy or quiet. Yep. It was interesting.
Do you think that San Jose gets rid of one of the two big guns, Marlowe or Thornton?
I doubt it. I don't see it happening. I don't know. No, it'd be hard. Like, all the memes, like, it just Thornton and everybody else. Like, that's their player. So it'd be hard for them to have, like, the two stars, but at the same time, it would help them on the ice, so I don't know.
I don't know. They gotta do something, because that was an absolute debacle in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? It did not go well
for them. That was awful. All right, so what do you think was the best? I threw out, I think Tampa Bay did the best in free agency. Who do you two think that they did well? What teams made a major impact that can maybe really move them up the ranks?
Hmm. I probably would say Tampa Bay. They
agree.
If they did that much.
That was crazy. I mean, I would have expected them maybe to get one of them, but to get, like, all the players they got. It was impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some impressive deal. Move. Yeah.
All right, what about the worst?
I didn't see it coming at all.
The worst?
Yeah, I gave Calgary.
The worst?
I mean, I had, you know, but there were some other bad deals also.
I don't know. There were a lot of bad deals.
Dave Bolin to Florida for that obscene amount of money was not a great deal.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
You know, many people say the Derek McKenzie deal to Florida, too, was not.
Yeah, that was
weird. Because he got, 24 mil?
He 24, I think, and he's... I don't think he's worth that much. He was a good player, like, while he was with the Jackets. He fit in with, like, the Bruiser identity, but he's not a top scorer, and that's not really the identity of Florida either.
Yeah.
Bruiser team, and I don't know what their identity is, but I mean, but yeah, paying him that much, the Jackets definitely wouldn't have paid.
They probably just needed a player.
Yeah, they needed
just
someone.
Something.
But he's older, too, and he spent so long in the minors. He was in the AHL for a long time.
Yeah.
But,
speaking of Florida, so we're going to go back to the beginning of this episode. We talked about Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was an article about them getting an expansion team. Are you guys for expansion?
Not right now. Not yet.
I'm actually for contraction.
Because
how in God's name, Arizona... Phoenix, whatever, still Arizona. Has a team when they have not made any money out there is beyond me.
Yeah, and they think changing the franchise name is going to pull in more Arizona fans.
Yeah,
play in Phoenix, though, so they felt the need to change their name. Yeah, they play outside of Phoenix, but I don't know. I mean, I think if they do go anywhere, I would say go back to Quebec, but they're talking more about, like, Seattle right now.
I think Seattle deserves a franchise.
It would be interesting.
I do.
But I think they need to give them a few years to see how this realignment works, like, with the new realignment. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but we'll see.
I also think Florida should go. Because they have not drawn any
out.
Two teams in Florida. It's not a hockey state.
It's not, correct. Yeah. And I would not be sad.
Why can't I think of the other one?
Tampa Bay.
There we go.
That would be Florida.
I was just like...
Nope. The other Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in Florida a few weeks ago, and I was wearing a Blue Jackets shirt, and, like, I was at somewhere, and some guy was wearing a Tampa Bay hat, or it was, like, a Lightning hat, and I asked him if he was a hockey fan, and he was like, no.
I was like,
what's your hat? And he was like, I don't know.
I just won it somewhere.
Okay. And he was like, yeah, I just got it. And I was like, okay. That's fine.
I mean, I feel like that was how people were.
And it was right after the big deal for Tampa Bay too. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But, but yeah, it was funny.
Yeah. Will Martin Brodeur go anywhere?
I don't know.
Besides the retirement home,
retirement. He's been there for way too long.
He has, but he's just so good that you just can't argue with
him.
I don't know about that anymore.
I don't know.
He was.
I feel like he just needs to retire now.
Can't they do, you know, like many other teams, give him, like, a position within the front office?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I know Jody Schellick, for example, is, like, the ambassador of the team.
Yeah.
Do that. Like, give the guy.
Yeah, he's been playing for a while too long to just, like, give him
and
a face.
His three kids are in the devil's system.
Right. Yeah.
So just let him hang out.
Just let him stay there.
You know, I don't
I don't think he'll go anywhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Following up, but.
Or anything. Yeah,
no one has shown any interest, dude.
Yeah.
None,
I mean, he hasn't said anything either. Like, if he's going to retire, I mean, I don't think he'll go anywhere just because, like you said, his kids are in the system. And, like, you know, if he's been with them for a while, and I don't know.
Well, his entire career, which very rarely happens anymore. Right. I mean, I can't think. I would think the last hockey player I can think of would have been Yzerman that spent the entire career with, you know, Detroit.
Yeah.
So that's a rarity anymore. All right, well, I guess we had some technical issues. I apologize. I don't know what's going to happen on this. I'll try to fix it.
That's all right.
But we were talking about UK's hockey team.
Yeah.
Which I knew about because I think like years ago, the actress Rebecca Gearhart went to UK and she did like a poster for their team. Yeah, and it became like a hot seller on eBay.
Their hockey posters are pretty crazy.
Really?
They have them. Yeah. I know they had like Ashley Judd do one.
Really? Yeah. Well, yes, because she's a UK
she's
grad
to UK,
too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They try to get fans.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they draw a big crowd. You have to, the games are at midnight, and you do have to get there at 10 to, and get and stand in line for 2 hours to get in. Yeah. Midnight on Friday nights, it's insane. Yeah, when I went, there was, like, a family behind me, and I think the dad was, like, a hockey coach, because he had a bunch of kids, and they were all wearing the same jersey, and so I think it was, like, part of his son's team, and I was just like, you should probably not be here. But they were there. They sat behind me. They left. It was too crazy for them.
Well, I imagine.
A little too much partying. And
it's probably college kids at midnight.
Midnight on a Friday.
What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah.
Sit there and drink water?
No, there's plenty of bourbon. I'm sure they got passed around.
It's Kentucky Gentlemen. That's their thing.
Of course.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Okay, to recap real quick. Predictions for the year. You said Stanley Cup,
or at least like getting past the first.
Yeah, past the first round. Hopefully, win a playoff game in regulation. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's
I mean, the overtime wins were very exciting, but
okay, that game that I went to was extremely exciting.
It was extremely exciting.
Foligno got that last goal, and actually, I won a jersey.
My roommate was so mad at me during that game because I was in my dorm watching it, and she was so mad. It was great.
And I'm like waving at Juliet through the camera. Like,
I called my mom and you in the intermission between the end of the game and the first overtime period.
Sure.
I called them because I was like, okay, my roommate doesn't understand and I need to talk about hockey with someone right now.
Yeah.
Because they scored with, 17 seconds left or something?
I will say this because I know that they've talked about in the AHL tinkering with the overtime.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
4-on-4 and then three on three.
And
that, your thoughts?
The 3-on-3 tournament that they did at development camp was, I mean, it was fun to watch, but it would never work in the NHL.
I'm one of the few people, I think, that I want 5-on-5, 10-minute overtime, bingo to shootout.
Yeah, I think the 5 minutes way too short.
Exactly.
It's true.
Too short.
The amount of time that people score within 5 minutes of the beginning of a hockey game, it's like never. So
why
make overtime 5 minutes?
I totally agree.
That one game where we got
where we give up three goals in the first 5 minutes, but that's happened.
But that
never happened. I don't know. The 3-on-3 tournament development camp, they played no offsides. And if you're going to do 3-on-3, I think you pretty much have to do no offsides because it's just too slow otherwise.
Sure,
sure.
And there we go. We're almost done with the podcast. The first motorcycle.
The motorcycle.
Yes.
Yep.
Woo!
In
your face,
Harley
Davidson.
Stalled there. The stoplight. That light is horrible.
That is.
just going to keep stalling.
Go.
Come on, man.
Go.
There
we go.
This is what happens. This is what happens when you do a podcast outdoors.
You try to do it
in
Starbucks, it doesn't work.
No. Yes, originally the plan was the Starbucks, but it was so crowded in there. But
yeah.
It's Sunday. What do you expect?
Yeah. But anyways, one more time, unionblue.com. Twitter, social media stuff you want to throw out there real quick for folks to follow you?
Yeah, Twitter at unionandblue and facebook.com/unionandblue. Yep. If anybody likes Blue Jackets hockey and wants to write, we're always looking for staff writers, too. So
there you go.
Check out our stuff. And you can, I think, message us on Twitter or Facebook, either way. So.
Yeah, and if you don't write, you'll get a lot of emails from Julia.
Yeah, I send out daily emails, but it's okay.
Is she a mean boss? You can be honest.
Not really.
No? Okay.
They're nice emails.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I'll text her back and be like, hey, I have no time this week. I won't be able to write. She's like, okay, just get it in whenever you can.
Just do whenever. And if you don't have time to, do it, just email me something and I'll write it. Because I can post as different people, so.
Yep.
My writers will just,
Don't let everybody know that.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
they'll send me. She'll send me, her stuff and I'll post it for her.
I wrote an article last week about Sunny Milano. And I was just like, I have no time to post this. You want to look over it, put a picture in it, and go.
Yeah.
So.
Well, okay. That's not necessarily.
No, I don't write as other people.
Majority of the work.
I have to get my
quota
in myself. I don't have time to write for them. But. But. Yeah. Yeah. We're always looking for more staff writers, and it's one minimum one post a week, so it's not a big deal. And if you miss a week, it's whatever. I usually get 2 articles from my staff writers a month, so.
Cool,
just whatever.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you have staff writers, you said, all over the place, right?
All over the place.
Not just in Central Ohio, all over the place.
Yeah. We had one guy who lived in Carolina. He just stopped writing for us and is now writing for the Hurricanes site on FanSided. But yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know where most of them live. Check out their bios on our website. But yeah, yeah, most of us are here in Central Ohio, but a lot of people are all over. We're hoping soon to have a guest post from some people in Detroit.
Okay.
One of our staff writers interviewed some of the people from Octopus Thrower, which is the Detroit FanSided site.
Okay.
So, yeah, he did an interview with them. We're going to have a guest post from a couple places, so, yeah.
Any jackets coming on the site to post their opinions?
I got this really good idea, which is cool. So I work at Potbelly's, and I was working one day, and I look up. There's Jack Johnson standing in front of
She
her.
Texted me.
I freaked out. I texted her right after he left. And then right after he went to sit down, I'm like, should I go over and ask him a few questions?
Yeah, you should have.
Is this going to be bad? Because he's going down sitting with his girlfriend, fiance, something like that.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to bother him while he's eating, but like, I think it would be a really good idea.
So. Yeah. She texted me, like, guess who I just met? And I was like, well, it's clearly a hockey player.
Yeah, I
was going to be Jared Bull, but you've already met him. So.
No, I have not seen him yet. If any of the jackets want to come to Potbelly, you can come to Potbelly, please. I will make you your sandwich.
And I'll come, too. Show up randomly, but...
Well, I appreciate you two taking time out and coming on here and talking intelligently about hockey. As I mentioned, you know, off air, I was like, you know, I have friends that are huge hockey fans, but they would be heavily opinionated.
Yeah. How do you get the ball in the goal?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's my friends in Kentucky. I was during the Olympics. One of my friends from my mock trial team, she sent me a video on our group message that was, she was watching Olympic women's hockey, and she sent it to me, and it was like, man, are they really allowed to just hit each other like that? This is crazy. And it was like, Laura Jane, it's women's Olympic hockey. And she was looking, she's like, I don't even know where the ball is. It was bad. It was really bad.
That's well, there you go. There's your challenges to educate everyone about the greatest sport.
I took her to the UK hockey game, but she was so drunk she doesn't remember, that's fine. But, you know.
That sounds like another story for another
day. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, but thank you two for coming on. I really appreciate it. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'll be back to wrap this up. So stay tuned for a little bit more of the PVD cast. Yeah, I'm breaking it off a little funky for you, ladies and gents. John Orlando, the host of the PVD cast. I want to talk to you about Stitcher Radio. You've heard me say it 100 times. Stitcher is the best app for your podcast needs. You don't have it, then what are you waiting on? Go over to Stitcher.com, find out how to download it, or if you're pretty tech savvy, go on over to the App Store, download it, get it on your phone. It doesn't matter if it's an Android, it doesn't matter if it's an iPhone, it doesn't matter if you have a tablet. You can download it and take your podcast with you anytime. You can listen anywhere you want, whether you have a Wi-Fi signal or not, whether you have a cell connection or not. Stitcher is the all-encompassing place you need to be for all types of podcasts, whether it's news, entertainment, sports, politics, whatever topic it is, Stitcher has a podcast for you. And if you need some customized recommendations, Stitcher will do that for you too. Hey, what can I say? I mean, it's just the bomb, which I don't think anybody says anymore. But nonetheless, Stitcher Radio. Go over to Stitcher.com, download the app, get it so you can listen to the PVD cast and all the other thousands of podcasts that are available to you. Do it today. There you have it, folks. My conversation with Julia and Haley from UnionAndBlue.com and fan site of the Columbus Blue Jackets. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you gained some insight into the world of the Columbus Blue Jackets or the world of the NHL, or the world of hockey in general. I had a blast doing it. I do feel somewhat frustrated that my computer kind of went down on me in the middle of that podcast, but hopefully I smoothed it out, and you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Technology is what it is. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You just have to roll with the punches, so to speak. Just like life in general. Sometimes you got to roll with the punches. So, but definitely check out UnionBlue.com. I appreciate those ladies taking some time out and sitting down and talking hockey with me. So with that being said, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me, and then we'll get to Orlando's faves. You can always shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Always stop on over to pvdcast.com. Check out what's going on over there. Some folks have posted some comments on previous episodes and whatnot. And you can read up
on what I'm saying on Twitter, because I have my Twitter feed linked to my website, and you can tweet me at PBDMVP. So those are the different ways you can get in touch with me. And let's go ahead and get into Orlando's faves. All right. Over the last few weeks, I've had some free time, and there's not been a lot on television either, so I've been viewing a lot of movies, some movies I've wanted to see, some movies that I've been told I need to see, and I've seen the original Shaft, Ms. 45, both versions of Cape Fear. I went to the theater to see 22 Jump Street, but I think my fave for this edition is going to be the very last movie that I saw. I was really impressed with it. It's an action film, but it's actually a really good action film. And that film that I'm referring to is The Raid Redemption. Now, to give you a little background, I believe it is an Indonesian film that was picked up, I believe, about 2 years ago by Sony Pictures Classics, and they distributed it in the United States, and it got rave reviews. It's got a basic plot. It's got some twists and turns in it that you don't see common, and it's got truckloads of awesome action. So if you want a really good action movie, check out The Raid Redemption. It was really well done. Now, I will warn you, you do have to read, because there's subtitles. So if you're one of those type of folks, one of those type of moviegoers are like, ugh, reading? Nah. Well, you're going to have to read, as I warned you. And by the way, reading's good for you. You ought to do it anyways. But, so there you go, my fave, the action flick, The Raid Redemption. Definitely check it out. I know it's on DVD, and I'm sure it's probably somewhere out there on Netflix or Hulu or wherever. Check it out. Great film. And with that, I'm going to close up shop for this edition. And actually, I'm going to go ahead and get started on the next edition. That's right, because I'm going to keep this truck rolling right down the highway. So with that being said, thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening.